KXRN-LP.
Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach.
Member supported.
KXFM
on 104.7.
KXFMradio.org.
This disclaimer is a statement notifying listening audiences that any opinions expressed on our shows are not representative of Laguna Radio, Inc., its management, or its board of directors.
I told this guy where I was from. He said, "Oh, Canada." Kind of laughs it off. We're funny, huh? Yeah.
Funny. Funny, funny, if you got some money. I've got news for you, buddy. Yeah, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah. Ordinarily, this is O Canada. But I'm coming to take it over right now. I'm the guy that does O Canada ordinarily, so I'm hijacking my own program. But this time, I have as a special guest the lovely and talented Beverly Hills.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good.
Good. What are you doing here?
I'm going to get money.
Oh, how are you going to do that?
I'll tell you. First off, let's pretend we have a big, big hat.
Okay.
Okay. And we're out on the street.
And we're busking, yes.
Or busting.
Busking.
Busking.
Yes.
Busking or busting?
B-U-S-K-I-N-G.
Okay,
the bare naked ladies, they got their famous by busking.
And we're asking people to put money in the hat.
Put money in the hat, the big hat. It's a 6 7/8. It's large enough for even the smallest bill. So just go ahead and open your heart, senor.
Right?
Yeah.
So we can continue bringing this great programming.
Now, this song, which ordinarily I wouldn't talk over, I thought, this is what I'll start with. But then what happens earlier today at 10:31 this morning? Tommy Benson plays it on his program portion of the program. So.
Great minds think alike.
You betcha, baby. Here are the Flying Lizards on KXFM. I don't know how we're going to extract this cash from you, but by God, we're going to do it by the end of the program. I'm Earl, and that's Beverly. Boom.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I want money. Thrill, but your love won't pay my bills. I want money. That's what I want. That's what I want. That's what I want. Everything, it's true. What it don't get, I can't use. I want money. Yeah.
appear between the speakers in a correctly tuned system.
These are the Flying Lizards. Money, that's what I want.
We're being very transparent here.
Yeah, absolutely. You can see right through me anytime you want. Yeah,
we do want money.
Money.
And I'm going to give you the donation line. 949-715-4859. You will not regret giving money to this cause. You will not.
We need, apparently, from what I heard earlier today, we need new cables for the transmitter. And here's a little tip, an electronic tip. Never pull your wire, because if you let it dangle, then it'll all, and then it won't get all kinked and everything, you know? So I think I'm going to try something now. First, I have to check on the internet and see what's going on here. Sometimes we are able to make connection. Oh, good. KXFM, connecting with a Laguna Beach vibe, and I think we have Lisa on there.
Oh my God, you guys, I can't believe you're live in the station.
It's about time you came on our show, for crying out loud. It's been 8 years.
I know. Well, thing is, I tuned in. I thought I was going to just hear O Canada, and I didn't think the programming went longer than 5 to 6 o'clock, and there you are, actually doing O Canada at the station right now. I feel like running over there.
Oh, you
are. You guys are amazing.
Well, thank
you. You're the reason I listen. You're my favorite show, naturally, because, you know,
Canada.
We're fellow Canadians.
Yes, yeah. We are.
And I want to donate to my fellow Canadians doing their thing here at KX.
Already?
I want to give
fantastic.
Of course. You ready for this? I want to donate 250 coonies.
Woo!
Oh, that's
nice. 500. Is that more than I thought?
That's 500 Canadian dollars.
250 toonies, eh?
Oh,
all right,
totally.
I challenge everybody.
Oh my goodness, how generous!
Oh,
and what a you have put us over last year's total for this program already. I'll tell you that right
did
now.
Did I get that wrong?
I don't know.
Anyway, let's
no,
do the
that's
math
good.
On that.
That's
yeah,
wonderful.
So awesome! Listen, yeah. I don't want to take up any more of your amazing show. It is the best thing KX has. I mean, I know there's a lot
you
of great
so,
stuff.
Ladies and gentlemen,
rock.
Lisa from Laguna Beach Vibe, everybody.
Love you.
And from Toronto. Woo-hoo.
Torontonian. I wonder if she's our only Torontonian or Canadian. If anybody else from Canada is listening right now, I really hope that you can give us a call and perhaps join in the fun, so to speak.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. So I'm going to play a song since Lisa mentioned it. We're going to play a Canadian song next, interrupting the fine flow of programming that we have so, you know, slaving over hot turntable hour after hour after hour coming up with these. But now we're going to put a new song out by July Talk, which I think they're a Toronto group. We'll find out. This is called I Am Water. And it's funny because the program that was on before this was Walking for Water. And for some reason, I came up with 8 walking songs earlier that I was going to play today, not even knowing that. I'm Earl. That's Bev.
Hi.
Just like a moon, you bring in the
FM. July Talk. I'm the Live Earl, and we're looking for a little bit of cashish, if you don't mind, you know, just like Lisa from Laguna Beach Vibe has donated $50 in KXFM cash. Here's one of those walking songs I was talking about.
Walking on a dream.
Throw another shrimp on the Barbie. That's Walking on a Dream from Empire of the Sun from Australia. Have you ever known anybody from Australia, Beverly?
Yes, I have. Several.
Okay. I don't want to know who they are, but I just wondered if you had my baby.
I have.
Yeah. I wanted to mention something, and I don't even know what it was. Do you have any idea?
Pick one.
Okay. Our goal is $60,000. Now, let me tell you right now, not to brag or anything, but because of this program, we are down to $59,950. That's all we have to do is another $59,950.
Do you know how we're going to do that?
I don't have the faintest idea.
We are going to tell people not to smoke. Put that money towards a donation.
Okay.
Not to take drugs.
Okay, man.
Put that money towards a donation.
Okay.
Not to eat. Put that money towards a donation to the radio station.
If you keep doing what you're doing, you're not going to be giving us your money. You never give me your money, but this time let's make a change and open your heart. Like they said at the souks in Morocco to me, oh, sir, open your heart. $3, $8, $10.
You never give me your money. You only give me your funny paper. And in the middle of negotiations, you break down. Situation. investigation, I break down.
Out of college, money spent, see no future, pay no rent, all the money's gone, nowhere to go. Any jobber got the sack, Monday morning, turning back.
If you listen closely, every time we get a donation, you'll hear Big Ben. Oh, there it is. But keep those donations coming in, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to donate privately and don't be embarrassed by talking on the phone, call 949-715-4859. That's the donation line. If you want to make a fool of yourself, call us here on the radio and we can all do it together, so to speak. Take that four and put it between a pair of nines, okay? 949, you know that part, of course. 715-5938. And the Brits just keep on coming. Come on. Here we go. Yeah, give a little bit. So you don't want to give up your bad habits. Okay, well, find some other reason to give some money and call one of those numbers that I just mentioned.
Give a little bit. Oh, give a little bit of your love to me. I'll give a little bit. I'll give a little bit of my love. There's so much that we need to share, so send a smile and show you care. I'll give a little bit, I'll give a little bit of my life for you. So give a little bit. See you.
KXFM 104.7 Human Crafted Radio and Supertramp. What does Supertramp mean to you, Beverly?
It means nothing.
Nothing at all.
Nothing
okay.
at all.
She was living in Montreal at the time, probably didn't
yeah.
notice that we actually broke Supertramp in North America. Here they'd come to the United States and play venues that were maybe 200-300 people and come to Toronto and sell out the Forum of 20,000 two nights in a row. And that went on for a year or two mm-hmm. before they broke really in America with Breakfast in America, which was a big one. And but we're talking their album Crime of the Century was when they really broke in Canada. And the interesting thing is they came to the station a couple times, and they're British guys except for the drummers from Los Angeles.
Right. I forgot about that. Yeah.
And. And we're so close to Los Angeles now. If you're listening right now, this may shock you, but we are not that far from L.A. It's just up the road a piece.
And we take money from L.A. too.
We don't care where it
yeah.
comes from.
We're
going to
take money from L.A. We do.
That's right.
Yeah.
From anybody.
Anybody. We are not particular.
9 years serving the community. We have news, information. And I was thinking of this earlier today. If the internet goes down, and that's not an impossibility, Laguna Beach has one source, one
yeah.
focal point for information,
yeah.
and that is this radio station.
Yeah, you
right
better
here.
Start giving.
You better, you know.
yep.
Or kiss your...
Another angel gets their wing.
Another angel bites the dust.
Donate.
Angel dust, absolutely. Angel dust bites the wings that feed them, and that could be you. Come on down right now and dig, darlings, please.
Wait. You want to come down?
If they want to come down, when I say come down, I mean get some money and call the numbers and donate.
Yeah.
I know that if you're anything like me, I could barely make it out of the house. So
give them the number again so they
know
where to
barely,
donate.
If you want to just call up and be a nice person, 949-715-4859. That's the number to call to donate. Operators are standing by. And now to continue with the walking songs that where did I come up with these ideas for walking songs last night? And then today, the show that's on before the O Canada Takeover is about walking for water. And here's speaking of Britain, here's a little fellow, Alid Jones, number 5 hit back in the UK from 1985. This is Walking in the Air. That's a good thing. In fact, let's go back and do it again.
Okay. I'm holding very tight. I'm riding in the midnight moon.
I know there's a lot of Alla Jones fans out there that are furious right now. If you're that mad, get out some money. Get out your checkbook. Find your credit card. Send it by Saks or whatever it is where you do it with a bank and send it to my... if you want to send it directly to me, that's fine, but probably you better not. I'm going to give you the number to call right now. In fact, never mind the number to call. I've mentioned that a few times. Go to the website, kxfmradio.org. kxfmradio.org. Click the banner at the top and find my name or somebody's name. It doesn't matter whose name. And in the drop box there, you'll be able to click on the highest number that you feel comfortable with. Okay, and take it back to the end. Yes, we're walking in the air, and I'd like to thank lovely Alyssa for being our studio audience this evening. A beautiful student audience. Oh, Beverly, this is one of your favorite songs.
I love this song.
This is about Memphis having nothing to do whatsoever about Laguna Beach.
Put on my blue suede shoes and I boarded the plane. Touchdown in the land of the Delta Blues in the middle of the pouring rain. W.C. Handy, won't you look down over me? Yeah, I got a first-class ticket, but I'm as blue as a boy can be. Then I'm walking in Memphis, just walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis, but do I really feel the way I feel? Saw the ghost of Elvis on Union Avenue. Followed him up to the gates of Graceland, and I watched him walk right through. Now security, they did not see him, they just hovered around his tomb. But there's a pretty little thing waiting for the king down in the jungle room. Walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis. But do I really feel the way I feel? They've got catfish on the table. They've got God. Oh, you got a prayer in Memphis. Now Muriel plays piano every Friday at the Hollywood, and they brought me down to see her, and they asked me if I would do a little number, and I sang. She said, tell me, are you a Christian child? And I said, ma'am, I am. Tonight, walking in Memphis, I was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Walking in Memphis, but do I really feel the way I feel? Walking in Memphis, I was walking with my feet 10 feet off a beam. Boarded the plane, touched down in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain. Touched down in the land of the Delta Blues, in the middle of the pouring rain.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Live Earl Jive.
KX93.5.
What's the matter, Sonny? Cut it out, Al. Are you scared, son?
I dare you come find me. Been grinding since I was surfing on the soul phone.
Thank you, Beverly, for noticing that. They sang the wrong numbers, if I'm not mistaken.
I know, they always get it wrong. Always get it wrong.
No, they don't always get it wrong.
Sometimes they get it right.
Sometimes they get it right. So let's give them another chance, okay?
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Live Earl Jive.
I feel so much better now.
What's the matter, Sonny? Come out, Al.
I played the wrong jingle, that's all.
A day you come find me, been grinding since I was surfing on the sofa.
Canadian music.
This game be like poker, I own my casino so I can go broke. My squadron, they ballin' off inspiration, so boy, we never choke up. I can't be touched like I'm Tony Toka when my pen doing yoga. So come rise, I'm way over there where you couldn't find me. I'm folk with the rap, mixed on with the jazz, now I know I'm shining. They love when you fall, but hate when you fly, man, ain't that some timing? So let me remind you, no parachute on me now. I can fly you for free, find me up in the clouds. That's where I will be, no parachute on me now. I can fly you for free, find me up in the clouds. That's where I will be, till you come and find me. La 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 la, till you come and find me. La 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 la, till you come and find me. The day like I'm Zorro, I sing this like there's no tomorrow. I hit the Apollo after tipping back a tall boy at Sapporo. I stack it like Tetris, while you binging on Netflix. I was up in the studio, put the pressure on my back, I do daily. So come rise, I'm way over there where they wouldn't stand. Fear come with love, rather darling shut up, but I guess I should stand on. My fans, they roll for me even when this shit wasn't popping out there though. I'm never scared though. No parachute on me now. I can fly you for free. Find me up in the clouds. That's where I will be. No parachute on me now. I can fly you for free. Find me up in the clouds. That's where I will be. Till you come and find me. La 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 la. Till you come and find me. La 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 la. Till you come and find me. Fear like I cuddle the noises on everything I control. No ending to this, just a pen and a pad that's on everything that I wrote. I came in this thing with nothing but a name and a reason to take it to go. I hop out the plane, you can call me insane, but just know, no parachute on me now. I can fly you for free, find me up in the clouds. That's where I will be, no parachute. Come and find me.
Better do it yourself if you want it done. I'll tell you that right now.
You know, in a few minutes, we're going to talk about a friend from Montreal who now lives in Laguna. And, well, we'll tell you about it then.
Know that you're at home and wanting me to come right over. Filled with dreams, you ask of me more like an expectation. I've been trying hard, yeah, just for your attention. Acting like I'm Jeffrey at your door. You've been wanting more, yeah. My knees to the floor, yeah. Everything I never signed up for. Well, ooh, baby, I'm like a fool.
Okay, a Brinks truck has just arrived at the premises here. I think somebody's surprising us.
We nailed it.
But we're going to maintain ourselves right now. We're not going to get too excited, or at least not appear too excited, because we know what's happening and we thank whoever is involved with happening, making it happen.
I've been trying hard, yeah, just for your attention. Acting like I'm Jeffrey at your door. You've been wanting more, yeah. My knees till the floor, yeah. Everything I never signed up for.
Maybe you've got an old transmitter cable laying around that's in good condition. Well, maybe you don't, okay? So you might have some old money laying around that's not doing anything, though. And that could really help us out here at KXFL. Where's the group French Braids from?
Here's what I found.
Canadian rock band. Didn't tell me where, though. They're from Wikipedia, Canada. Okay. Oh, no. Calgary. My mistake. Calgary. They're from Calgary, Winnipeg, Manitoba, or whatever the... Alberta, that's it. Calgary, Alberta. Those were French Braids, and I'm Earl. Yeah, Beverly. You.
Is it Calgary, Alberta?
Calgary, Alberta, Edmonton, Alberta. Yes, it's Calgary.
Yeah, right, okay.
And you know who comes from Calgary, don't you, Beverly?
The Stampede?
The Stampeders.
Stampeders.
The Stampeders.
You're not going to play them, are you? Oh, my God.
Just on cue. Nobody can hear it. Don't worry about it.
Really?
Yeah. Nobody can hear this.
I can hear it.
Oh, you can? More cowbell.
You know, growing up in Canada, that song, maybe Paul Anka and a couple of others, that's all we had. That's all we had.
I know. And now,
and Lauren Green.
Mm-hmm, right.
It's just so lame.
It wasn't lame necessarily. Okay. It was so good. It was less adventurous than it has gotten.
Yeah.
Now, there are times when almost everybody in the top 10 in Billboard is not only from Canada, they're usually all from Toronto or from Ontario.
But, right, you know, yeah. So.
But Arcade Fire from Montreal, of course.
There's so many. The list goes on and on.
Oh, we've got the list right outside. If you'd like to see it, please come down and give us some cashish and put it in the hat that's down there. Also, we're selling free pencils. We will sharpen them, or we'll give them to you, you know, the yellow type that are, you know, with the eraser on the end. If you'd like to buy a pencil, $25, a KXFM pencil, come on down. Get them while they're still hot. Now, Beverly, you used to listen to me on the radio.
Yeah.
In Montreal.
I'm doing it right now.
Yeah, well, things haven't changed.
No.
Sometimes we hope for some progress of some type, but it just doesn't come our way. In fact, a lot of people say, Earl, you've been married 40-some years. What's the secret? We can't get a good lawyer. I don't know. You find a lawyer who's good, a divorce lawyer. I get him. I hire him. He meets Beverly, and then I talk to him the next time, and he says, I'm representing Bev now. Everybody likes Beverly. I go to all this trouble, and so that's where the problem happens.
Yeah, okay.
Back in Montreal, the radio... Okay, let's go back to when I'm sleeping on La Brea at the place near Shaw's Cove here in Laguna Beach in 1971, and I'm waking up on a Sunday morning to the telephone ringing, and it's Bill Vereka, and he says, Earl... Why don't you come to Canada and play some music? Okay, so fine, I will. A lot of other things happened where it just made it the right thing to do. So I had five jobs. I quit all five jobs, got in my Beetle, and went to Canada. The guy that owned the radio station there, his name was Jeff Sterling. He was a very eccentric guy. Sometimes he would walk in the snow in his bare feet, and he would. There was no furniture in his office. It was beautifully unfurnished. You know, very nice pillows, but no desk or anything like that. And people would come in and he'd be standing on his head. And anyway, his son, Scott, got to be a good friend as well. And Scott was about 19 at the time, I believe. And then the last time I saw Scott was when I visited the Sterlings in Wickenburg, Arizona. Now, Scott lives in Laguna right now, and his daughter, I'll let you tell the rest because you know the connections, Bev.
Yeah, his daughter was on Real Housewives of Orange County.
Yeah.
And I cannot, yeah, his daughter, so Jeff's granddaughter.
Yeah.
And I cannot remember her name. I cannot remember her name.
You're such a good
sorry.
Radio person. Oh, my God. You're right on top of it. If I hadn't thrown you a bone, so to speak, you know, you wouldn't even
Sterling.
Be
her last name is Sterling.
No, it's not. It's something else. You told me.
She got married, but she came in as a Sterling.
She came in as a Sterling, but she's not currently Sterlingizing.
God, what is her name? She's a lovely girl. Lovely girl.
Everybody knows her by name. You know, there's nobody who don't know her. But if we think of her name, but here's the thing.
Going back to Scott.
Yeah, go on. If you see Scott, tell him I said hello. I'm supposed to write to him. His brother gave me his email address, and I have a procrastination issue. But I'm going to get around to writing it, Scott, and say hello, and hopefully I can see him. In fact, if you're listening right now, Scott, $5, okay? I will match whatever Scott Sterling. Oh, my God.
I don't think I want to go down that road right now.
$5. Now, there was a favorite you had in Montreal at the time when you would call me up and ask me for artists. What artist would you often ask me for?
Rod Stewart, my all-time favorite.
Now, it seems like just a few months ago, I guess it was pre-COVID, we were in Beverly Hills at a cafe that I like to go to, and he shows up there, and you had gone to the bathroom, and there he was.
Yeah, 9 a.m., dressed to the nines.
Yes.
Amazing looking.
We're looking for money right now. It's KXFM. Taken over.
When the rain came, I thought you'd leave. 'Cause I knew how much you loved the sun. But you chose to stay and keep me warm. Through the darkest nights I've ever known. If the mandolin wind couldn't change a thing, then I know I love ya. Oh, the snow fell without a break. Buffalo died in the frozen field, you know. Through the coldest winter in almost 14 years, I couldn't believe you kept a smile. Now I can rest assured, knowing that we've seen the worst, and I know I love you. Except, of course, my steel guitar.
cause I know you don't play. But I'll teach you one day, because I love you.
All seriousness aside, if you do have some spare change or an extra dollar bill or something laying around, we could really use it here at the radio station. We're a non-profit radio station. Many radio stations are non-profit radio stations, but this one is a non-profit radio station by choice. There is a difference. We have live performances right in the room over there next door. So,
everybody see that?
See that? Look!
I'm over there.
Holding the microphone up to it now.
I recall the night we nailed and prayed, noticing your face was thin and pale. I found it hard to hide my tears. I felt ashamed. I felt I'd let you down. No mandolin wind couldn't change a thing. Couldn't change a thing. No, no.
Serving the community. Mornings with Ed. News, information, what you need to know, what can get you going, what can make your day right. And we do it all for you. I'm your jive, you're my jive, I eat jive. Come on, please. Oh, here's Led Zeppelin. This is one of your favorites back in the day, Bev.
Yeah, love it, love it, love it.
Yeah. Or Fred Zeppelin, as I used to call him.
I don't know how I'm gonna tell you. I can't play with you no more. I don't know how I'm gonna do. Mama told me, my friend, the boy next door. Side of
standing by the river, and weren't those tears that filled your eyes? And all the fish that lay in dirty water dying, had they got you hypnotized? But all that lives is born to die. And so I say to you that nothing really matters, and all you do is stand and cry. All your ears have turned away, but now's the time to look and look again at what you see. Is that the way it ought to stay? That's the way it ought to be. Oh, don't you know that?
Now, maybe you've left your American Express card in your other pants. Or you've forgotten what the email address is for your account for... what do you call that when...
A bank?
No, no. Like with Amazon. What's that called? That thing where I have money sitting there and then I pay for stuff?
PayPal?
That's the one, Beverly.
PayPal.
Winna, 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 winna.
They have Venom and all these other ones, don't they?
Venom?
It's not Venom.
Yeah, they have Venom and some of the biggest snakes in the industry are peddling Venom.
Oh, well, they got a lot of money, so yeah. Send it on over.
Yeah, send
however
it on
you get
over.
It to us. Yeah. You know, this station has been serving this community for 9 years. That's longer than most relationships.
Oh, tell me about
and
it more.
What they've Marjorie. Had to put up with.
It's true. And we do have live performances right next door, as you may know. You can hear them right here on the air. Perhaps you have a band that you would like to, or you're a solo artist. You've got a guitar and a harmonica, and you can put that harmonica on your eyeballs and get over here with that guitar, and perhaps someday, you know, I'm sure with a big enough donation, you're going to be sitting in that room minutes from now.
Yeah.
You betcha.
And it's all yours.
The numbers to call. If you'd like to call discreetly and donate money, 949-715-4859. If you want to call me, time is short, but I'm going to give you the number anyway. 715-5936. Now, it doesn't end all right here, because it's going on through Tuesday. We're going to have programs. The weekend, we can relax a little bit. You can go out and make some money somewhere so you can donate it when you get there. And then through Spanksgiving or whatever it is, it's going to, if you've got an extra couple turkey drumsticks, bring them on over to the radio station. We'll auction them off. Go to the website, kxfmradio.org. Click the banner, and at the top, find Earl Jive. Click on that, and then click the $100 thing. Click it two or three times if you like. I don't care. You know, pretend it's all sevens, and you're ding, 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 ding. Oh, my God. KXFM. Ding, dong, ding, dong. Now, our goal is 60,000. We only have 59,000. 950 to go. So you can see how well we are doing.
You can do it. You can do it. We believe in you.
It's all up to you.
You, the people.
We're now going to have a moment of silence, and then we'll resume our irregular programming. This is a moment of silence. This is for money. Let us pray.
It's 5 past the last. Time to give you the business. And the only business we care about here is show business. We got Radio Now celebrity stalker Danny Vanilla. He's really out there. Danny, what's the gossip, man? What's the dish?
I got the dish. I live for dish. I live for her dish. And I've been up all night here at the unbelievable, fun-believable Hotel Millennia. Bebop, here's my very, very now dish.
All right.
Princess Goddess. Just as virtually gorgeous in full digital. She was in the fab flesh.
Wow.
She couldn't get to the Ebola virus ball here at the hotel last night because she was reading fairy tales by satellite to young plague victims.
Wow. Well, man, she may be dead, but she's obviously a very caring person.
She's... Okay, well, let's get back to Ebola. You got your yellow ribbon on, right?
Well, frankly, I'm not wearing mine, Danny. You know, it could be infected.
Oh, come on, people. You gotta wear your Prince's Plague ribbons. The money goes right to keep the deadly organisms from getting across our designer borders. Come on.
Hey, I can't even get across our designer borders, man. Danny? Is he okay?
He's not dead.